Baltimore!
That was Prince last night at Baltimore's Royal Farms Arena.
To all the families who lost loved ones, we are here for you tonight.
The Rally for Peace was a benefit concert staged in honor of Freddie Gray and others. The audience was asked to wear gray. Proceeds went to Baltimore youth charities.
You're ready!
Prince performed for 2.5 hours and premiered a new song called Baltimore.
Baltimore.
NPR's Ann Powers says the singer-songwriter has always been, in a sly way, a political artist.
Throughout his career, Prince has layered in political messages. Messages in songs like We March and Controversy, but they aren't usually attached to a specific event. That's the difference with Baltimore. It's really motivated by the death of Freddie Gray and the ensuing protests, and in fact was basically written for the concert he staged in Baltimore this past weekend.
Does anybody hear us pray?
The lyrics for Baltimore are notable because Prince does mention Freddie Gray and Michael Brown by name. That's not always the way Prince operates, you know, topically, off the news. But at the same time, they dream of a utopia, which is really what Prince is all about. There's actually a very long lineage of using, you could call them, party sounds for political messages, especially in African American music. You can take it all the way back to spirituals or gospel music, which lifts people up so they can be stronger to protest, to take to the streets. Prince follows in the lineage of artists like George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, or Sly and the Family Stone. This song, Baltimore, really reminds me of Sly and the Family Stone in that you can dance to it, it's enjoyable, but it also sends this very strong message. Even Jimi Hendrix is someone who had strong political messages in his music, even if they were sometimes masked within other kinds of language. So I think Prince is really getting in touch with his connection to those other great African-American artists by creating this song, Baltimore.
That's Ann Powers, critic and correspondent for NPR Music, talking about Prince's new protest song, Baltimore.